Morning News on Unser Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unser Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: Zambia safe from record non formula. ECZ dismisses claims of voter registration discrepancies. In international news: Trump seeks $100 billion for Venezuela oil. And in sports news, young golfers compete in Rock Tech tournament. With the news in detail, my name is Mwale Evans. In local news, Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Chiwombo has confirmed that Zambia is not among the countries importing Nestle non-infant formula that has been recalled in other markets due to the presence of a toxin. In a statement issued today, Chiwombo says the ministry, through the Department of Public Health, conducted checks using official international food safety notification channels, including South Africa as the exporting country, to establish whether Zambia had received the affected products. She explains that the product concerned is non-special pro-infant formula for children aged 0 to 12 months, which has been linked to possible contamination with sericide, a toxin produced by the bacteria Balisu seris. Chiwombo says Zambia is not listed among the affected importing countries and advise the public to rely solely on official government communication for accurate information as surveillance activities continue. She, however, called on members of the public to remain alert and report to authorities if they encounter non-special pro 0 to 12 month infant formula produced for the South African market by German. Senior Chief Masele of Kalumbila District in Northwestern Province has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for the 2026 general election slated for August 13, 2026. Senior Chief Masele has since called for unity of purpose and stability as the country heads towards the elections. The traditional leader indicated that Zambia does not deserve another disruptive regime change after just 5 years. The traditional leader warned that regime change is particularly dangerous for developing countries like Zambia, adding that each new administration abandons previous policies and holds no solution for Zambia's economy other than reversing gains. Former Agriculture Minister Robert Sichinga has alleged that government has failed to pay farmers on time due to poor policies that do not support or prioritize the farming sector. Sichinga says it is now too late for the government to make payments, explaining that delays have already disrupted farmers' preparations for the current farming season. He has noted that many farmers lack the financial capacity to purchase fertilizer and other essential inputs in time, a situation that is expected to significantly reduce overall agriculture output. Sichinga has warned that delayed payments to farmers could negatively affect national food security, as many farmers may be forced to sell their produce, including to markets outside the country. He further stated that as a former minister, it is too late for him to advise the government, noting that farmers have already lost confidence in its leadership. The government had promised that farmers who supplied maize to the government around June and July 2025 would receive their payment by the slated deadline, but this has not been fulfilled. And still in local news, the Zambian Meteorology Agency, ZMA, has confiscated around 100 loaves of bread from Yatu Bakery in Lusaka's Galingalinga Township after inspectors found that the products were underweight. In a statement issued to the media, ZMA Senior Public Relations Officer Sandra Mwila confirmed that the inspection took place on 8th January 2026. During the inspection, officers examined two varieties of bread, Yatu sliced bread and super big loaf. Mwila explains that the findings violated the Metrology Act, which mandates that manufacturers and traders ensure all packages of goods meet the slated net weight. She further says the confiscated bread was disposed via the magistrate court in line with the provisions of Metrology Act. Economist Trevor Hambai has emphasized the importance of maintaining fiscal matter as Zambia concludes its International Monetary Fund IMF supported extended credit facility ECF program. Hambai says continued fiscal prudence is crucial to safeguard economy gains and is urging the government to remain cautious in managing public expenditure and debt levels. Commenting on the government's announcement that it will not extend the current ECF program, Hambai says that in the absence of IMF support, it is essential for the government to prioritize prudent financial management to protect the process made so far. He has highlighted the need for Zambia's economic recovery to be domestically driven rather than reliance on external financing, noting that foreign direct investment, while important, often leads to externalization of returns, limiting benefits to ordinary citizens. Finally, in local news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed allegations of discrepancies in voter registration figures, describing claims by the New Heritage Party president, Chishala Kateka, as misleading and inaccurate. In a statement issued today, the commission says it is concerned about assertions circulating on social media suggesting a mismatch between announced and actual voter numbers. According to ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro, the figure of 700,072,513 voters refers to the current certified registrar of voters, which includes voters' registration before the 2021 general election and those added through continuous registration up to February 2024. The commission noted that this register remains legally valid until a new one is certified. We now take a short break. Still to come is international news and sports news. Don't go away.
Get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Mandy.
Mandy, yeah.
Welcome back, and now in international news. U.S. President Donald Trump has asked for at least $100 billion in oil industry spending for Venezuela, but received a lukewarm response